When we think of energy efficiency and saving money, we often think about our own homes, but there are great programs for businesses as well through DTE Energy. On our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today, we're going to share with you the many ways your business can become more energy efficient and as a result, save your company money. Joining me on the Lucianne Lance Show on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, we welcome Phil Guster. He is DTE Energy Manager of Energy Efficiency Programs. Phil, welcome. Is energy efficiency any different for businesses than it is for homeowners?
Well, first of all, thank you, Lucianne. It's a pleasure to be on with you today and back into the Saline community. DTE was proud sponsors of the holiday parade back in December. So it's great to be back in the community again. And not to answer your question, not really. Energy efficiency is available for all customers, business and residential. We've been offering these programs since 2009.
So let's start with small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. What kinds of programs does DTE Energy offer from which a small business can benefit, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. DTE Energy offers a wide variety of programs that our business customers can take part of. For small businesses particularly, we offer what we call is a business energy consultation. So you can go onto our DTESmallBusiness.com website and schedule a business energy consultation where an energy professional will come into your business, do an on-site assessment, and install for you anything that doesn't take a skilled trade person to install, that doesn't require tools. And then we'll also leave you with recommendations for you to, if you were to call a contractor, and we can get you in touch with a few of our contractors that we've worked with in the past.
So that's DTESmallBusiness.com. Okay, no cost assessment and no cost upgrades as well. Can you give us an idea of what those upgrades might be?
Yeah, depending on which business you're in, for example, if you're maybe a small franchise restaurant or something like that, we do faucet aerators, you know, to reduce the amount of hot water because on the back end, you know, it saves energy on your hot water heater. If there's any screw-in type lamps that you have, we can replace those. As well as if you don't have a digital programmable thermostat, maybe you have the old dial still in your business, we can offer you a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat, where therefore you can do temperature setbacks when your business is in operating hours.
And so it makes it easier in order to do those kinds of setbacks and to set that thermostat exactly where you want it at the time you want it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we find a lot of business hours of operations have changed pre-pandemic, pandemic. Now we're kind of post-pandemic, right? So maybe these businesses, their operating hours are changing again. So it's time to go look at your thermostats and make sure that your heating, cooling, and ventilation equipment is running when you're operating and not when your business is closed.
All right. And I do want to mention again that you also have participating contractors that you can recommend if there are bigger projects that would be beneficial to those businesses. Does all of this really, I mean, obviously the energy efficiency is understandable. Can this really save real dollars to a business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We offer these programs. These are rebate type programs, and DTE Energy offers these programs to incentivize customers to install energy efficient products to lower their energy costs. We want to empower our customers to control their energy costs, and energy efficiency is one of those ways in doing so. As we were talking prior to, you know, the interview here, I have 10 years experience in the energy efficiency world, and, you know, the cheapest kilowatt is the kilowatt that you don't use, right? So we want those customers to reduce their load, and that gives them control of their energy, helps them with their bottom line. And a lot of times as a small business owner, or depending on what business segment you're in, there's a lot of non-energy benefits along with it, Lucianne. And it's important for our customers to know that. Look at lighting. Lighting has transformed over the last 10 years. If you're selling a product, you know, that product may become more attractive to your customers. If you have exterior lighting, your building becomes safer. I mentioned during those hours of operation, if you have a high efficient furnace or air conditioner, your building becomes more comfortable for your customers while they're doing business with you.
So there are a lot of residual benefits as well. We're talking with Phil Guster. He is DTE Energy's Manager of Energy Efficiency Programs. And we're talking about some of those programs that businesses in particular can take advantage of. What other types of products are out there that you would recommend to these businesses that might make a difference in their energy efficiency, Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. Lighting is by far our number one. You know, it's what we call in the business the lowest hanging fruit. You get a big impact as far as reducing your energy consumption, as well as, like I said, the appearance of your products or the appearance of your building. Beyond that, we start digging into if you are a business that is a manufacturing or small manufacturing, we get into process type related equipment, such as the heating, process hot water, possibly domestic hot water, compressed air, or chilled water, anything like that. We start digging in deeper. But immediately we see our customers begin their journey with lighting.
All right. You have also at DTE Energy a retro commissioning program, and this provides cost-effective and customized retro commissioning solutions based on a building's specific needs. Can you describe what that looks like?
Yeah, retro commissioning. This is for our audience here listening. This is for our customers that are a little bit larger in size. Typically, just to put people relate to dollars a little bit more. Maybe if your business is $60,000 or more in energy costs annually, you get into what our medium or larger business programs are. So retro commissioning, the way that I like to explain it to customers, business managers, is kind of like managing that thermostat, right? So what it does is if your building has undergone changes, it could be hours of operation. It could also be the business that you're actually doing. Like, what are you producing in that building, or what services are you providing in that building has changed. But the control piece, like your thermostat, maybe hasn't been updated or changed to accommodate that change of use in that building. So retro commissioning comes in, look at those temperature set points, that process related equipment like compressed air or chilled or hot water. We look at those set points and make sure that they're optimized for your end users, the products or the services that you're providing.
Is there a cost for that kind of assessment, Phil?
No, there is no cost for our customers for retro commissioning. So if there's any property managers or building managers out there that are listening, yeah, there is no cost to the retro commissioning program. And I encourage our customers to go to the rcx.dteenergy.com website to learn more.
All right, that's rcx.dteenergy.com. Again, that's the Retro Commissioning Program, or RCX. rcx.dteenergy.com. All right, along those same lines, now we're going to talk to the dry cleaners out there, the brewers, food processors, light industry. You've got something called DTE Find and Fix Gas Program. Phil, what is this?
Yeah, this is also for our small, we were talking small business earlier. This is for our small to medium sized customers. The Find and Fix program, if you have process related equipment, you mentioned dry cleaners, right? They're probably using process steam for their end users, for their pieces of equipment. Or if you're using compressed air, if you're a manufacturer. So the Find and Fix program, we send out a trained professional to your facility with your agreement, and we find those process related leaks, those compressed air leaks or those steam leaks. And we use calibrated pieces of equipment to find these leaks. We tag them for you and we put them on a list. We rank them from the largest leaks to the smallest. And then we give, that's free of charge, that find and fix assessment. And then we give the customer the option to fix, we hope that they fix at least 50% of those leaks as part of the agreement. And if you do so, we'll come back, we'll perform a final audit, and then we'll give you an incentive to do so. And what usually that incentive is covers the incremental cost for that business owner to repair those leaks.
All right. And again, we've got a website for that as well. And again, this is the Find and Fix Gas Program. It is ffsteam.dteenergy.com to find those faulty steam traps. ffsteam.dteenergy.com. All of this is so complex. And for a company who's trying to save money, there's just so much more that goes into it than just turning down the thermostat. Many ways that might be hidden, Phil, that they don't realize they're losing money on, right?
That's correct. A lot of times what we find with our small and medium business owners, right, they put all of their energy into producing the product or service for their customers, then energy becomes, you know, something that they don't really think about, but it does affect your bottom line, you know. And so we want our customers to take control of their energy, use it wisely. And also with, when you install an energy efficient product or technology piece of equipment, there, it usually helps the customers with their operating and maintenance costs too. These pieces of equipment run more efficient, they run optimally, and you get a longer life cycle out of these pieces of equipment than you do a non-efficient piece of equipment.
Phil, tell everyone a little bit about the goal that DTE has for a clean energy future here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, so right now DTE has our clean vision is our ambitious goal for a net carbon future by 2050. And energy efficiency is part of that equation that we use to promote our clean vision. And so when we are looking at our integrated resource plan, that's how we're going to serve our customers in the future, you know, 2040, 2050, energy efficiency is part of that equation. And so we're encouraging customers to participate with us in controlling their energy usage.
You are listening to our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, and our special guest is Phil Guster. He is DTE Energy's Manager of Energy Efficiency Programs. We talked a lot, Phil, about kind of the goals that you just outlined that DTE has for the future. We talked about small and medium businesses. Let's delve a little bit more into those larger companies out there and what DTE Energy has to offer to help them save.
Yeah, we have a wide range of products and services for all businesses. But for our large customers, we have our main program, which is our rebate program. And so here at DTE, we basically can incentivize any energy efficient product or technology that you may have for your business. For our larger businesses, we have our main program where you fill out an online application to our program. That application gets reviewed by a team of engineers here for DTE, and then we send you a reservation letter. So our larger businesses are looking ahead at 2023 and 2024 projects to meet their corporate sustainability goal. A lot of times our larger business has corporate sustainability goals that they're trying to reach. So that program, our main program, you submit, like I said, you submit that online application. A team of engineers looks at your project, and then we send you a reservation letter, pretty much reserving incentive funds for you until you complete that project. Once that project is completed, we review your final application, make sure that, again, the team of engineers looks at it, and then DTE sends that customer an incentive check.
Wow. A lot of great resources through DTE Energy. Do you find that businesses do take advantage of these programs, Phil?
Absolutely. Like I said, since 2009, we have helped more than 7.7 million electric customers and 3.8 million gas customers who have directly participated in our program. So these are large numbers. And our incentive program is geared just towards that. A lot of these businesses, without these dollars, it wouldn't meet their internal metrics for project return on investment without our incentive dollars.
That's a very good point.
Direct hand
in helping foster that. I mean, for them to be able to accomplish that. So where do they start for something like that? Where do they go?
Yeah. So you can start at our dteenergy.com/saveenergy. That's our DTE homepage. Make sure you're on the business section, and you can find all of our programs and helpful education and awareness energy efficiency tips as well.
All right, that's dteenergy.com/saveenergy. And for businesses out there, go to the business section. But again, homeowners can find great resources there as well. Really illuminating.
Correct.
To talk with you today. And I didn't mean that as a pun, but it was. I really appreciate this. Lots of great information, especially for our businesses out there. And this can happen even for small, medium businesses who might not have resources. They might not think that they can accomplish these kinds of things. They can with the assistance of DTE Energy. So I hope that they check this out. Great talking with you, Phil. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. It was a pleasure to be on the show this morning, Lucy, Ann. And if I can say anything to those business customers out there, you know, in the Saline area or the greater Detroit area, even the greater Michigan area, if you're listening and you have DTE gas, we want you to think about energy efficiency and have it become part of the design process. So let's make sure, you know, that you're visiting our website and you're designing energy efficiency in your next project.
Again, that's dteenergy.com/save energy. Our thanks to Philip Guster. He is DTE Energy's Manager of Energy Efficiency Programs, Wealth of Resources at DTE. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. And for more information about the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, and Phil, you mentioned how you helped out the Saline Chamber with the big holiday lights show that we just had. It was phenomenal. It was beautiful to see all those lighted floats going down Main Street and Michigan Ave in Saline over the Christmas season. We love that. And DTE Energy has a big commitment to the communities that it serves, and we appreciate how you give back towards those wonderful events. And DTE also supporting our big Christmas show that we hosted out at Briarwood Mall here on 1290 WLBY. So that kind of community commitment from a large business like DTE means the world to the communities it serves. So thank you very much. Great talking with you today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.